Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here. Welcome back to The Balanced Stoic, your daily dose of wisdom and chill vibes. Today, we're diving deep into something super important. Emotional awareness through self-inquiry. Ever feel like you're on an emotional roller coaster, just going with the flow, not really understanding why you feel what you feel? That's where this comes in handy. Self-inquiry is basically asking yourself some serious questions about your emotions. And I'm not talking about those with flavor ice cream G-like kind of questions. We're getting real, folks. We're talking about understanding the root cause of our feelings, what triggers them, how they affect us, and how we can learn to navigate them with more grace and control. Think of it as an emotional GPS helping you find your way through the complex terrain of human feelings. Now, let me tell you, this isn't about suppressing your emotions for becoming some emotionless robot. It's about understanding them so you can respond to them intelligently, rather than reacting impulsively. You know that feeling when you snap at someone because you're stressed? Or when you get overwhelmed by a situation and just want to run away? That's reactivity kicking in. Self-inquiry helps us catch those moments and shift from reaction to response. Here are 5 key takeaways for mastering emotional awareness through self-inquiry. 1. Label your emotions. Sounds simple, right? But actually putting a name to what you're feeling makes a huge difference. Are you angry, frustrated, anxious, or something else entirely? Identifying the emotion gives it shape and allows you to start unpacking it. Think of it like sorting laundry. Once you know what kind of clothes you have, you can start folding them. 2. Ask yourself why. Dig deeper than just the surface feeling. Why are you feeling this way? What triggered this emotion? Is there a past experience influencing your current reaction? Asking why opens up a whole new level of understanding. 3. Journaling is your friend. Get those thoughts and feelings out of your head and onto paper. Write about what you're experiencing, why you think you're feeling that way, and how it affects your behavior. It's like therapy, but cheaper and more accessible. Thus, looking back at your journal entries can show you patterns in your emotions and help you learn from them. 4. Mindfulness is key. Practice being present in the moment. Pay attention to your breath, your body sensations, and your thoughts without judgment. This helps you become more aware of your emotional state as it unfolds, rather than reacting automatically. It's like training your emotional muscles. The more you practice, the stronger they get. 5. Be kind to yourself. Emotional awareness is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, moments of clarity, and times when you feel totally lost. The key is to keep practicing, keep asking questions, and keep being kind to yourself along the way. Remember, you're doing great. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at work, and your boss just handed you an impossible deadline. You feel that familiar knot in your stomach, anger bubbling up inside you. Instead of snapping at your colleague or letting frustration control your actions, take a deep breath. Ask yourself, what am I feeling right now? Why am I feeling this way? Is there anything I can do to manage the situation? Maybe you can calmly discuss the deadline with your boss, delegate tasks, or prioritize what's most important. See how self-inquiry helps you navigate that tricky situation. It gives you power over your emotions instead of letting them control you. Remember, folks, emotional awareness is a superpower. It takes practice and dedication, but the rewards are immeasurable less stress, stronger relationships, and a deeper understanding of yourself. So keep asking those tough questions, keep exploring your inner world, and keep rocking your emotional journey. Take what resonated with you from today's episode and start applying it to your life right now. Ask yourself those right questions, journal about your emotions, and practice mindfulness throughout the day. And hey, if you found this helpful, spread the word. Share the podcast with a friend who could use a little emotional boost. Until next time, keep striving for that balanced stoic life one mindful emotion at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.